Hi folks, my name's Stephen Crowley. Welcome to another episode of My Watercolour Diary. And for this episode, I thought I'd have a review of all the polls I've had recently on my Patreon page over at patreon.com/Stephen Crowley. Polls are really interesting. It helps me sort of gauge what all the folks out there, what they're thinking. The way everyone likes to do things differently and everyone's got their own thoughts and ideas on various topics and subjects. Methods and techniques. So I've done four polls recently, and I think I'll be doing a lot more in the future. So the first one, now I only posted this morning, so this one's quite new. Just got 16 votes in at the moment, which I guess is about half of what I'd expect in total, roughly. But this one was, how often do you escape your comfort zone and experiment with your watercolours? And I was explaining in the post how I've been guilty myself recently. I tend to stay in my comfort zone a little bit too much. I need to experiment a bit more. I did a painting yesterday. It was like a Cornish harbour scene with a few boats in the background and then one sort of focal boat. And they are, I find them quite challenging. But whenever something's more challenging, when it comes off, you get so much more satisfaction than doing something that you're doing day in, day out. Like a typical landscape, well, you know, the sort of stuff you've done a million times and you just know how it's going to turn out, and you know, you're within your safety parameters. You learn so much more when you get out of your comfort zone and try different things. Never be afraid to make mistakes. I think that's the number one. Okay, we always learn from our mistakes. So there's four options. So looking at the results on this one, well, I say results, it's like I say, we're probably about halfway through the votes, but out of the 16 votes, we've got for the first option, always. So this is basically, they're always out of the comfort zone. They love experimenting and learning new things. So that's 3 out of 16. So the second option was frequently, quite often I'll try something new. Now that's the most popular one so far on 10 out of 16, so well over half. So that's great. People, so the majority, that's 13 out of 16 people, do get out of the comfort zone, and that's probably a lot more than what I do, to be honest. That's something for me to learn. 3 out of 16 say rarely, I tend to stick with what I know. That's probably where I'd fit in, but I do want to go up into that frequently one, I think. And then no one's put never, I'm afraid of making mistakes, which is great, really. So I think something for me to aspire to myself, really, join the majority who do have a go and get out of their comfort zone. So moving on to the next poll was, how often are you satisfied with your painting? Now I was saying how I'm probably satisfied with about 1 in 10. I should have clarified that. I think the problem I have is because I video myself painting pretty much every single time, because the camera's rolling, I don't get a chance to think and experiment. I think if I wasn't recording and I was just focusing entirely on the painting, I'd be a lot more satisfied than just 10%. I think it's the fact that I'm recording and I don't give myself time and I'm having to just go at it 100 mile an hour. So I think that's the reason why I'm only probably satisfied by 1 in 10. So if I wasn't on YouTube, I've always felt I'd be a much better artist if I didn't make videos. I think, or maybe it would better, maybe if I only recorded half of what I did and then the other half of the time I was just focusing on the painting and trying to become a better artist. But then I'd be losing out on things with Patreon and YouTube. It's getting that compromise, really. But anyway, but going to the poll, how often are you satisfied with your painting? Out of 36 votes, coming in at just 2 times, we've got every time, which is, yeah, I mean, that would be a challenge to be satisfied every time, I suppose. Most of the time, 3 votes out of 36. Coming in with just under a third, with 10 votes, we've got about half and half of the time they'd be satisfied. By far and away, the most popular one was 20 out of 36, not very often, which I think probably surprised me. But then I suppose maybe a lot of patrons are beginners, and I suppose when you're initially learning, like when you're learning anything, maybe learning to play a guitar or a piano, it's very frustrating at the beginning. But when you first hear that tune and you actually recognize it, you get that sort of breakthrough moment. So yeah, 20 out of 36, not very often. So I think we've all got a bit of work to do. And then there's one unfortunate person who says they're never ever satisfied, which is a shame really, but stick with it, and very, very best of luck to you. I did another poll. This one: do you use a Ron Ranson hake brush for your watercolours? What inspired this one was I get a lot of queries about a common one is getting the chisel edge on the brush. And it occurred to me one day suddenly that I thought, hang on a minute, is everyone using the same brush as me, or are some people using cheaper brushes? Because I know cheaper brushes can be an absolute nightmare. I've said this in previous episodes. It's definitely worth paying that little bit extra for a bit of quality. And listening to some of the feedback, you can get, I think there's even Ron Ranson brushes made by different companies that, well, I don't think they're actually Ron Ranson brushes, to be honest with you. I use the ones from ProArt. I've only ever used them. They're the ones that he himself used in his video, so it just seemed logical to use the same brush when I'm trying to sort of use learn from his techniques. So there were 42 votes with this one. Out of the 42, 32 said yes, they were using the Ron Ranson brush, which I suppose is logical if people are trying to learn from what I'm doing on screen. It's logical to use the same equipment. Seven say they use a hake brush, but it's a different brand. So I suppose some of them possibly using the cheaper ones, which would, I think, would potentially make your life a lot more difficult. As I say, I can't remember how much I paid for my last brush. I mean, they are somewhere between, I don't know, 10, 15 quid, something like that. They're not cheap, but I think that will make your life a lot easier, and it is worth paying that little bit extra for a quality brush. And they last a decent amount of time, so you get a lot of use out of it, a lot of wear. And then there are three people who use a different type of brush altogether, which I suppose it's whatever you're comfortable with, really. You don't have to use a big hake brush. I mean, some people might maybe use like a big, massive, like round brush, like a mop or something. There's still, there's ways and means, and then different styles and techniques that are suitable for all types of brushes. So probably what I'd expect from that poll. And then the first poll I did, going back to no last November, was one was do you paint outdoors regularly? And what inspired this one was I was watching a video. I think it was Alvaro Castagne, and before he did his demonstration, he was going through a load of paintings that his students had done, and he was putting them into two piles. He was going through them one by one, and he was saying, he could tell by looking at him, he'd say, right, that one was painted outside, that one was painted inside. He could just tell by looking at them whether they'd been painted indoors or plein air. And I was fascinated with this. And it's maybe because I've only really painted indoors myself. I know traditionally, us landscape artists, we're meant to paint outside in the fresh air. I think that's how they did it traditionally, many moons ago. Nowadays, with photography, it's so easy to just take pictures or use images on the internet, which I'm guilty of doing a lot of the time. I think if I painted outdoors, I dare say I'd be able to tell the difference, possibly in my own paintings as well. I suppose the light, I mean, the light must be different, and it changes. But then you've got the comforts of painting indoors and the controlled environment. You don't have to worry about the weather. The hairdryer is always available if I need it. So there's pros and cons to each way. Now this poll, out of 18 votes, just the three people painted regularly outdoors. And 15 people like me just tended to stay inside. So they're the four polls I've conducted so far. As I said at the beginning, fascinating to hear feedback off everyone and how everyone thinks about each subject. I do look forward to doing many more and getting a lot more feedback. If there's anything you'd like me to do polls about, probably on Patreon's the easiest place to message me. So until next time, thanks for listening. Keep practicing and very best of luck with all your painting and artwork.